listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of June 4th, 2012, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept it off for now 2 decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week, we're going to talk about a new study that is basically saying, this is your brain on sugar.
This is your brain on sugar.
Yeah, remember that old commercial?
Oh, yes, old commercial. Yeah. Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
This is your brain on drugs. Well, your brain on sugar, sugar's like a drug.
Okay.
So, we're finding now that sugar not only affects your blood sugar levels and your insulin, but it's now affecting your brain function.
Okay, and
as well.
So this was a study that they did?
Study out of UCLA. Mm-hmm. The first to show how a diet steadily high in fructose slows the brain, which is affecting the memory and learning abilities.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a very groundbreaking study because you're now seeing how sugar affects other things, not just your liver
our weight,
and your hormone, the hormone insulin and weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're seeing that it's also damaging the brain as well. It's that nasty thing, isn't it?
I know, man. It's I guess it's indiscriminate in its destruction.
And it's specifically food sweeteners that contain fructose. So that includes regular cane sugar and high fructose corn syrup, obviously, and then we also know that agave nectar can be high in fructose as well. Either the same amount of fructose as sugar has, or higher.
Oh,
so
that's
so we have to put it into that category as well. And if people are eating it on a daily basis in high amounts, then it can be just as damaging.
So this was obviously done on humans, otherwise it wouldn't be able to do this kind of testing.
Actually, no, it was done on animals, laboratory study.
Okay.
And what they said, which I thought was very encouraging, was they said that we're not concerned about the fructose in fruits.
Okay.
Because I get a lot of questions about that.
Of course.
People say, well, fructose is bad, and that's in fruit.
Right,
and
so should I not eat fruit?
Should I be concerned about that? No.
Right.
Because the fructose in fruits, first of all, it's a very small amount compared to what would be in a soda. And also, the fructose in fruit is combined with antioxidants that help it to work in a different way in the body.
Hmm.
And so it doesn't have the same type of effect as an isolated form of fructose.
I see.
Yeah. This is kind of our same story of whole food versus processed food.
Right,
And it's the same thing with fructose in a whole food versus fructose in a processed food.
Right.
Yeah.
So they put rats in a maze? Is that what they did?
That's exactly what they did. Well, first of all, they fed them but prior to the study, they put them through a maze and trained them on this maze. So they knew exactly where all the turns were and everything, and they knew exactly what to do. So they got them to the point where they all knew it.
I see.
Then they fed one group, they fed a sugar solution as their drinking water. And after 6 weeks of doing that, they found that the ones that had the sugar water could not do the maze as well as they used to be able to. And, by the end of the 6 weeks of doing the sugar water, they consistently got less and less able to do the maze.
Even though they knew it beforehand.
Even though they knew it beforehand, exactly.
Oh, wow.
So they found that it's affecting their memory and their ability to learn.
Oh, my.
And then another very interesting thing that they did in the study was they also did another segment where they gave the rats the sugar solution, but then they also gave them omega-3 supplements. They gave them flaxseed oil and a supplement of DHA, which is the type of omega-3 that's found in fish oil.
Okay.
And DHA is specifically important for the brain.
Okay.
So what they found was that the omega-3 supplements actually helped inhibit or counteract the sugar effect.
Oh.
So it helped them to not lose their memory and to not lose their really.
They were giving them these
doses. Even though they were still getting the sugar. So what they're saying is that omega-3 can combat the effect of sugar on the brain. But of course, it doesn't combat the effect of sugar on the other parts of your body that it's affecting.
Right,
so it's not like we're giving people a license to just add omega-3 to your meals and when you're eating a lot of sugar. That isn't really the message that's coming out here.
Right.
I think a better message would be get the high fructose corn syrup and other processed sugars out of your diet, and also take omega-3 supplements to help improve your brain function and to keep it strong and alert.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great.
Very interesting.
Anything else about the study before we go?
Well, it's the thing that they're encouraged about is the fact that the omega-3 supplements are really showing the importance of having that. And it's role in brain function that, you know, insulin is not just a hormone that works to carry glucose into our cells for energy, but it also works in the brain. And when glucose can't get into the brain function just completely declines. So it's one of the reasons why a lot of people are experiencing Alzheimer's is because their brain is not working properly in the memory, and they're now finding out that that has to do with sugar. So this wasn't just about rats running through a maze and thinking about that you're not going to be able to remember things on a daily basis, little things, but it's like a long-term effect that happens with people of a lifetime of eating sugar, that slowly you have a decline in your memory.
Wow.
And that is probably one of the contributing factors.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's pretty big.
I think it's pretty big news, and I find that we're doing more and more studies now because obesity is such an epidemic that these are things that we never even thought to look at in the past.
Right.
In the past 20 years. Now we're just doing all sorts of studies to find out what sugar is doing and how to combat what it's doing. And I think really what we really need to just know is that we just need to stop eating it.
Right.
To prevent all of these things from happening.
All right. Well, with that, we'll close. Dee, thank you for another informative week. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of Process Free America. We're a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. Check out all our great articles and other podcasts at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.